From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine pays tribute to inventors of a technology that's changed healthcare worldwide, MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging. Doctors order more than 60 million MRI scans each year to diagnose ailments from brain cancer to bad knees. Given the technology's impact since the early 1970s, some think a Nobel for MRI is way overdue. But as Richard Knox reports, its inventors have had to contend with skepticism and controversy.
Paul Lauterbur says when he first proposed the concept of MRI to the British journal Nature, the editors promptly shot it down.
The initial reaction was incomprehension. It was either utterly trivial or useless or wrong or something, but just blank incomprehension.
The journal reconsidered, but that wasn't the end of Lauterbur's fight. Now at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, Lauterbur says scientists didn't believe his evidence for years. Two Nobel laureates told him MRI just couldn't work. It ran against conventional ideas of physics.
The preconceptions were so strong that people could not only see the results, but be doing them themselves and not believe in them. I once had a researcher in my laboratory who was actually making these images who suddenly, as he put it to me one morning, realized it couldn't be done. It took a while to bring him out of his nightmare.
MRI isn't easy to understand. Conventional X-rays penetrate tissue to make a picture on film, like a camera. MRI isn't so obvious. It creates images by using giant supercooled magnets to tickle the nuclei of molecules that make up flesh and bone. When you're inside the magnetic field, the nuclei stand to attention and all point in the same way, like soldiers. When the magnet's turned off, they relax out of formation, and when they do, they give off tiny radio signals. Sensitive detectors pick up these signals and use them to generate images that discriminate among different types of tissue: bone and muscle, ligament and blood vessel, healthy and diseased. Dr. Elias Zerhouni is director of the National Institutes of Health. He's a radiologist who's done MRI research.
Basically, MRI is like music. In other words, when you go into the magnet, what happens is like the chords of a guitar. Your nuclei tend to line up in the magnetic field.
Zerhouni says Lauterbur's genius was to realize he could tease out differences among tissue types by varying the strength of the magnetic field, left to right, top to bottom, front to back. It's like tuning guitar strings to different pitches.
Then the chord that was in the high pitch region would tell you it's on the right side, and the chord that was in the low pitch region would tell you it's on the left side. So essentially it's like striking millions of chords lined up in your body and then analyzing the music that comes out of it.
Lauterbur's co-winner is Sir Peter Mansfield of Nottingham University in England. He devised an ingenious way to speed up the mathematical calculations needed to turn MRI signals into pictures. The results have found a use in just about every branch of medicine. One lucky finding was that cancerous tissue gives off a longer signal when the magnet's turned off, just as a well-made guitar resonates better. Again, Elias Zerhouni.
If you have a very good guitar, the sound will last a long time. Well, it turns out tumors have signals that come out for a long time, and that's why we can differentiate tumors from non-tumors.
Zerhouni says the most important use of MRI is to diagnose brain disease, tumors, multiple sclerosis, stroke damage. But it's also important for back and knee problems, for heart disease, abdominal disease. The MRI list goes on.
I thought it deserved the Nobel Prize years ago, and really when you see the impact it has had on medicine, it's just amazing how we now diagnose disease compared to when I started medical school. It's made a huge revolution in the way we practice medicine.
The NIH director says in the future MRI may routinely guide surgeons' instruments through tiny incisions, making big cuts obsolete. He says it may even diagnose mental disorders. Both Lauterbur and Mansfield say they were surprised to share the $1.2 million Nobel Prize. They were nominated a decade ago, but their moment was delayed by controversy over whether a third scientist should get a share. Time has apparently answered that question. Richard Knox, NPR News.